It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about a historical birthday.
Oh, okay.
Not only is it my dad's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yes. But it's also James Monroe's, President James Monroe's birthday.
Kidding me.
He was born April 28th, 1758.
Happy birthday,
James. I wonder if my dad realizes that he shares his birthday with James Monroe. Now he does.
Now he does.
So James Monroe was a founding father who served as our fifth president from 1817 to 1825. He was the last founding father to serve as president.
Number five.
Monroe previously served as governor of Virginia, a member of the U.S. Senate, U.S. ambassador to France and Britain, the seventh secretary of state, and the eighth secretary of war. So he was busy.
He was a busy fellow,
During the American Revolutionary War, he served in the Continental Army. Although he was still a teenager, he earned a lieutenant's commission and joined George Washington's forces. The iconic painting, Washington Crossing the Delaware, you're familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
It depicts Monroe just behind Washington holding up the Army's early American flag.
But
Monroe was actually part of an advance unit that crossed the river hours before Washington.
Really?
So he crossed the Delaware before Washington did,
So that painting is not...
It's not accurate.
Historically
no.
accurate.
No.
Okay.
Monroe was the last president who served in the Revolutionary War. He was also the last U.S. president to wear a powdered wig, a tricorn hat, and knee breeches, according to the style of the late 18th century.
Huh.
Yeah.
The knee breeches.
And that earned him the nickname, the last cocked hat, because of
Did
the
it really?
Style.
James Monroe, the last cocked hat.
That was his nickname.
Cute.
Yeah. Monroe studied law under Thomas Jefferson from 1780 to 1783 and subsequently served as a delegate to the Continental Congress, as well as a delegate to the Virginia Ratifying Convention. In 1790, Monroe won election to the Senate, where he became a leader of the Democratic-Republican Party. He left the Senate in 1794 to serve as President George Washington's ambassador to France, but was recalled by Washington in 1796. He won the election as governor of Virginia in 1799 and strongly supported Thomas Jefferson's candidacy in the 1800 presidential election.
Okay.
During the later stages of the War of 1812, Monroe simultaneously served as James Madison's Secretary of State and Secretary of War. So he's doing both.
Both.
Monroe's wartime leadership established him as Madison's heir apparent, and he easily won the 1816 presidential election, receiving 68% of the vote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Monroe's first term coincided with the era of good feelings, a relatively calm period in the country's early history. He ran unopposed in the 1820 race, the only president other than George Washington to do so, to run unopposed.
Yeah. Oh, good to know. Number five.
In 1823, Monroe announced the U.S. opposition to any European intervention in the recently independent countries of the Americas with the Monroe Doctrine, which became a landmark in American foreign policy. Monroe was also the first president to travel by way of steamboat.
No joke.
This momentous occasion occurred while on his goodwill tour of the southern states. He also took a tour of the northern states, making him the first president since Washington to travel so widely among the states.
Look at him.
Yeah. Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, is named in honor of James Monroe.
No way.
It is. He was a prominent supporter of the colonization of Liberia and the American Colonization Society. Along with Washington, D.C., it is one of just two world capitals to be named after a U.S. president.
Monrovia. All right.
Yeah. Following his retirement in 1825, Monroe was plagued by financial difficulties, and he died on the 4th of July, 1831, in New York City, sharing a distinction with Presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson that also died on the 4th of July.
A patriot through and through.
Yeah. And historians have generally ranked him as an above-average president.
Above average.
Yes.
That's all you can hope for, really.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with, what did you say, his nickname was the...
The Last Cocked Hat.
The Last Cocked Hat, James Monroe.
Yes. Yeah, so since he was president during the era of good feelings, we're going to play Feel So Good by Shirley and Lee.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Shirley and Lee and Feel So Good on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, obviously, it's because we were talking about President James Monroe.
Obviously.
Because it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was, I'll say why. Because he was president during the era of good feelings.
There it is. Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. James Monroe was the last founding father to serve as president.
He's the only president besides George Washington to run unopposed.
And Monrovia, Liberia is named in honor of James Monroe, and that's one of two world capitals to be named after a U.S. president.
You've always wondered about Monrovia. A lot of people wonder about Monrovia. And
there it is.
No. People are looking up where Monrovia is now.
It's in Liberia.
People are looking up where Liberia is right now. People are looking up. No. Well, some people are looking up where Africa is right now, Sarah. Folks want to learn more about James Monroe. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
As well as listening on the radio, you can catch this behind the scenes, see the video portion on our Facebook page live every day at 4:10, and then catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all right there, cataloged and all that. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And you'll be back tomorrow at 4:10 with a brand new episode, I trust.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, get outside, Sarah. Go for a smoke break.
It's beautiful
out.
Smoke break.
All right. Be back tomorrow at 4:10, all right?
Okay.
Traffic and weather coming up on Legends 102.7.